This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Country boy. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I get up before the rooster. I'm up. Put on my camo. Yeah. Load up my bow and my rifle and stock the ammo. I'm a bully with the bullet, but I'm lethal with the arrow. Always down for the hunt. Dub turkey and big bucks. Hit the woods and get fitted up. Mossy oak all across my fit. Don't be surprised. We do this too.
I get up before the sun with my 30 at 6. Yeah. All body on a
What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of We Do This Too Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Williamson. I've got a super special guest today, Mr. Darryl Moore, 24/7 Hunt, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Fantastic, man. Blessed black, highly favored, man.
Heard that.
Yes, sir, man. It's a privilege, man, to have you on the podcast. I am a huge fan of y'all. Y'all are probably one of the main reasons I started my channel. Growing up, man, I did not see a lot of us on TV. And I had to happen to be scamming through, YouTube one day, man, and seeing these black guys duck hunting. I was like, man, who's these dudes? And I clicked on stuff, man, and I started watching like every one of y'all's videos. I mean, I was like binge watching it like you do on Netflix, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I got to meet these guys. And so my wife happened to look on y'all's page on Facebook, man, seeing there was a dove hunt. This was like 3 years ago. And I said, sign me up. I'm going. I said, I got to meet these dudes.
Yeah.
And first time I came down there and met y'all, man, it was all love. And as you can tell, man, like I've been to I go to all y'all stuff close to Kentucky, man. You know, I met y'all at the NWTF a couple years. This year, I was at all y'all's booths, man. My son loves y'all, man. Y'all are near and dear to my heart, put it that way.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. We appreciate that. We love that support, you know, and we love seeing y'all every time we see y'all, 100%.
Yeah, man, it's all love, man. So you from Arkansas, correct?
Yeah, man, I'm from Arkansas. I'm from Camden, Arkansas, which is the southern part of the state. Grew up, born and raised here. Went to college up in central Arkansas, UCA. And then I just, me and my wife met her. Well, I actually met her down here and then, you know, went to college and got married. And we decided to move back down here. And, man, we'll probably be here. I don't know how long we'll be here. Maybe for the rest of our lives. You know, you never know where a guy going to take us. But
yeah, you're right.
We back here.
That's what's up. Yeah, you got to go where he leads. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
You might end up Kentucky one day, man. Like hey, we man. Just got done talking. Right? We got the deer here, man. But y'all got the ducks. So
yeah, never know. You never right. know.
So how'd you get introduced to the outdoors, man?
Man, so my dad, he don't hunt or fish. You know, he likes to play golf. Big golfer. But my grandpa, my mom's stepdad, as a kid, I just always loved to be outside. I always had like this little knack, like I always wanted to go fishing and stuff. And he took me fishing one day, man, and I ended up catching a little bream, you know, like, you know how we raised up, you know, yeah. older people, you know what I'm saying, with cricket court, like that's all we going to do, you know, we catching food to eat, you know, because that's how they grew up. Started doing that, and then when I was 7 or 8, something like that, I think it was 7 though. My grandpa, I told him I wanted to go hunting because he was going hunting, deer hunting. And he's like, or it's like that summer. And he was like, man, all right, but you got to get a gun. And I'm like, well, Papa, how am I going to get a gun? You know, like I'm only 7. And he's like, well, you're going to come around here, you're going to work. And I'll get you a gun. And so we went to the pawn shop, you know, and I found a gun, a 30-30. He's like, you want this one or that one? And this one had a gold trigger and all that. And man, he just helped me get it. Turns out and he made me work for it every week. I go to the shop, he's a mechanic. You know, I'd be doing odds and ends stuff, helping them out, digging worms, whatever. You know, just random stuff.
Right.
Man, he was like, he would go every week. He paid me, and he'd take me to the pawn shop on Fridays. We'd go up there. He knew the owner of the pawn shop and stuff, and we'd put that money, $20 or $30, whatever it was. You know, back then, guns weren't near expensive as now. We put $10, $20 on the gun every week. But what I didn't know is he had already paid for the gun up front at the time, and the owner knew that. But he would just like make me keep wanting to work for it and just learn the hard. We can't get nothing without working hard. You know, he would do that. You know, they would keep it up there for me. And then one day, you know, after we worked hard and stuff, and I knew I was almost done paying for it, went up there to get it. And the owner of the pawn shop was like, hey, here's your gun, your last payment. And he ended up giving me an envelope too. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, y'all, my grandpa's, we want to teach you hard work. Here's the gun, it's already paid for. Here's all the money you earned up. So they ain't gonna buy you the camo you need and stuff. And so it's just, that's kind of how I got started, man. And went deer hunting, you know, and my grandpa, once again, you know, we just raised it. Like, you know, we put corn out like 2 days forward, you know, they just different style. You shoot what come out, you know, right. You sit next to a tree, you wasn't no big feeders, big deer stands. That's just how you do it. You sat on a chair, sat on a bucket next to a tree, and you just hope to God a deer come by you. That's how I got started, man. I just had a passion for it, and just kept on going on and on, and then turned 16 and 16 or 17, actually, going to my senior year. And I was a big coon hunter by then. My grandpa coon hunted too. And man, I just would coon hunt. I coon hunt every night because I was old enough to drive. Man, I had to. My bad. I think this my good. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, you good. Yeah, you good. Keep going.
Coon hunt every night. And, so then I got to where I was coon hunting so much. And I go to basketball practice. It's Christmas break. we're basketball practicing. So my buddies are like, man, girl, go duck hunt with us. Go duck hunt with us. Man, we're going to duck hunt. And I'd be like, man, I ain't going no duck hunt. I'm going coon hunt, bro. By the time y'all come and going duck hunt, I'll be coming in the house. Like, I ain't doing that. I'm not going to sit in the water for no musty bird. You know, like, I'm gonna be out in the swamps chasing these ringtails with my dog. And man, finally it kept going on and they convinced me to try. So I go, I'm like, man, I ain't got a gun, I ain't got waders, I don't know nothing about this. I just know you're gonna go sit in some cold water and try to kill some ducks. And they're like, man, we got waders, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. So I get my grandpa, I'm like, blah, blah, I'm going to duck, I need to borrow a gun. He's like, all right, you can borrow my shotgun, but I don't know if you're gonna like that. And man, we went. My buddy gave me a pair of waders. And I know I'm rambling, but we go out there and we get there and it's, I don't know, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock. We just hunt at his deer lease. And we get it there. I step in the water and I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, I feel wet. That's this thing's waterproof.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, oh yeah, by the way, they got a little leak in them. I'm like, man, it's more than a little leak. I'm wet. You know, this sucks. Who would do this? Yeah. You know? And I'm kind of like not into it. I'm like, I'm just, you know, complaining to them. You know how it is. So we get there and it's about daylight and throwing decoys out and they pulling their calls out and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, it's kind of cool. You know, you kind of sun Gary come up and these wood ducks start flying by. I'm like, dang, that's kind of cool. They come, they buzzing by. And, you know, he's just some high school boys and they just blasting away. And I'm right there with him. I ain't cut a feather, just shooting. Do, 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 you know, all that.
Yeah.
And, finally, we sit there and, you know, kind of cool off. We ain't cut a feather. We done shot probably 20 shells. Yeah. And we ain't got no idea. And I definitely don't have no idea. I don't even know what we're doing. I just know them ducks and we shooting. And they start calling. They say, oh, it's a mallard. That's a mallard. They're going crazy, you know. And they start calling at it. And it sort of comes in. It comes in. It's backpedaling. And they're like, girl, you shoot it. You shoot it. So I pull up. Boom, boom, boom. All three shots whiff. It's in my face backpedaling. And it was when that mallard came in that I like decided that, dude, I love this. Like, you know, I mean, it was like a feeling I never had before. And that was it, man. I like the next couple of weeks, I'm telling my parents, like, it ain't even Christmas yet, but it's going to be Christmas. I'm like, forget whatever y'all talking about, getting me for Christmas. I want some duck calls. I want some waders.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care what it is. And so they end up getting it. Got me a Drake jacket at the time. And that's the thing. Everybody had Drake jackets. Got a Drake jacket. Got some redhead $99 waders from Bass Pro.
You know, neoprene.
Yeah, I got all the Duck Commander calls. You know, like, you know, I'm like feeling like I'm him, like I'm duck hunting. You know, and I keep going with some buddies, and I end up killing a couple. You know, and I decided, I was like, man, you know, and just me being a dog man for coon hunting and stuff, and growing up with Grandma Squirrel Dogs, all that stuff. I'm like, man, I'm getting me a duck dog. These boys they ain't got no duck dog. I'm at school learning about duck hunting. You know, like researching. So then I go in that summer, I'm ready to go to college. And I decided that I was gonna get a duck dog, but obviously I'm broke, you know, can't afford nothing. I'm finna go to college.
Broke college kid. I know the feeling, yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, so look, I'm like, I'm gonna get a duck dog, right? And, man, I had $100. I made $100. So I was playing piano for church, you know, going to church every Sunday, just, you know, you just grow up, they paid a musician some, and I was playing for church and they're gonna pay me $100. They asked me I come play this Sunday. And I told them, you ain't gotta pay me. They're like, man, no, we'll give you $100. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I go and I play and they pay me. And I'm like, man, what am I gonna do with this? And I get on Facebook and somebody around here local selling some lab puppies, right? And they selling them for that one, they want $300 for them. And I'm like, man, I only got $100, you know? And so I message them and I'm like, hey, tell my name. Like, I'm just a high school kid, you know. I'm gonna graduate, I'm gonna go to college, and I just really wanna get a duck dog, and is there any way that I could pay you guys $100 and pay you out on it? And I was like, I need my parents, like, my mom and dad work at school, I got $100 to my name. Like, literally, all I have is $100, you know?
Right.
And the lady messaged me back, she's like, you know, we've had these puppies, the puppy's about 8, 9 weeks old, 8 weeks old, I think. And she's like, we had these puppies for a little bit, and I talked to my husband and, you know, you just bring us the $100 and we'll call it good. You can just be your dog. And, you know, I don't know. They ain't got no papers or nothing. This could be a mutt. I don't know. I just know this is off of the training. So I get the dog and, man, I get her. And this is my dog, Bella. You know, I had her for 12 years. And, dude, all my buddies are like, man, there ain't going to be no duck dog. You don't know what you got. You ain't been duck hunting a year yet. How you know? I'm like, man, I'm a dog, man. I'm telling you, I'm like, if I'm one thing going to happen, this dog going to hunt.
Right.
And, So I started working her, man. And once I got her working, man, that just kind of, she helped boost me to the passion I had of duck hunting, because at the time I knew I was going to have to learn everything I want to know about duck hunting, because I just want to be an average hunter. And, man, 7 months old, we went hunting. I got connected with a dude in college, and we went to his place. He had a private field. And we took her, 7 months old. We shot 42 ducks that morning. And she picked up all 42 ducks at 7 months old. And I did from there on, man. Dude, me and her hunted every day for 5 years straight. At least 5 years straight. I kind of lost. It was five, and I think I kind of slowed down a little bit. But 5 years straight, me and that dog hunted every day. If it was by ourselves, if it was one of the dudes in college, dude, we just grinded, you know. And it was fun, man. That's just to go back to your thing. I know I went way off, but that's just my story of how I got into it, man. We just really used to grind. Like, me and one of my buddies named Deontay, man, we used to go to boat ramps. We take my truck. I had a truck. Man, we had $40 to our names, bro. We would literally leave college and put $40, or we put $20, $25 in a truck, so you can make it to the boat ramp and back on $25. We knew for a fact you can do it in my truck. We did $25. We have a couple boxes of shells. We pack honey buns, bologna sandwiches, all this stuff. And we would sleep in my truck and go hunt for 2 weeks at a time on WMAs in Arkansas, hunt the flooded timber. And that's just how we cut our teeth, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I kind of got a similar story, man. I started duck hunting about 3 years ago. My buddy Lance got me into it. And I was terrified because I can't swim. I don't like water, big bodies of water, you know what I'm saying? And we went out early in the morning, you know, like you do, setting up decoys and everything. We're going through this swamp, man. And I'm sitting in the middle of the boat, scared to death, can't see. And we're hitting stumps, logs, cypress stumps and everything. I'm like, why am I out here? And it's 13 degrees outside. I got on some waders I had just bought from Rogers. Didn't really layer them up like I should have. So I was out there freezing, man, up to water, up to my waist and everything. But once them ducks started coming in and we got to shooting, just watching the flight of the ducks coming in, you know, and everything, you know, I missed probably 10 ducks that day, but I got bit by the bug hard. And ever since then, man, we make sure every January we get back together and we go back to that spot, man. And like, I love deer hunting. That's my thing. But lately, the past 3 years, man, you know, it's been duck hunting, man. I got some sicker back here, as you can see. You know, I got my duck calls. I got my first mallard duck back here that I had mounted. Man, I was proud of it, man. And I've been bit by it, and I love it. Like, I cannot wait till the season opens, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I feel that, bro. Like I said, man, it's just a bug. It's like, it's either you love it or you don't love it. You know, I tell people all the time, like, why you love it so much? And I'm like, man, it's just in you. It's just in you. Like, once you start it, you just either love it or you don't. But I tell people, don't start, because I don't know too many people that go try it and don't like it. You know?
Right.
So, man, it's fun, dude. You know? And that's how me and my buddies are. The ones that took me hunting for the first time, you know, I don't ever get to hunt with them that much anymore. Matter of fact, most of them don't even hardly duck hunt them anymore. You know, they go a couple times, or they'll go with me, but every time me and them get together, we usually go in, mama. We beat them down when we do go together still now, every once in a while.
Right. So, man, how'd you end up being a member with 24/7? Because I know all y'all are from, like, different places. I think, you know, Renard's from Georgia, Aubrey's from Georgia, Rick's from Louisiana. I don't even know where Steven's from.
Mississippi.
So, you know, and I know I watched him play football. You know, he was a beast in college. He was a beast in the pros. And I was like, man, that's awesome that y'all, you know, made him a part of it. But how did y'all all get connected?
Man, social media, honestly. You know, because I was hunting every day, and Rick was actually in town and from military doing some stuff. He messaged me on Instagram, and, man, we ended up meeting up. You know, I never even met him before, you know, just off a random Instagram DM. And we ended up going. And I picked him up, and we walked in. I didn't have a boat, nothing. You know, we went and hunted, and me and him became good friends. And then later down the road, like a year or two later down the road, man, I met Renard on Instagram. We were talking, and we were talking. He's why he's coming to Arkansas. We would link up, you know, and bounce hunting every day with my crew I was running with. And I was sending a picture of Dust, like, bro, you better come with us. You better come on, you know. But he had his dad and stuff, and you know, you come on trips like that. You just kind of spend time with family. And all right. That, he can get away. And we were smashing at the time. Like, we were shooting like 13, 14 man limits every day of mallards. and he couldn't go. And then he's like, man, next year we hunt together. And then that next year we rolled around and we started hunting together. And man, we decided we was going to just do like some film stuff. And it wasn't like to get famous or nothing like that. It was more like, unless like we knew later in life we were going to have kids and stuff like that. We just kind of wanted to have the memories to be like, to look back, you know, and stuff like that. And just kind of do something a little different too, like film, just have our own style and do something different and just do something great in the outdoors. And kind of, you know, what it's like growing up, like people just don't like, you know, people be like, you know, you black and you hunt. It's like, you know, yeah, bro, it's a bunch of like, that's a tradition where I'm from, you know, probably where you from. And it's like, man, we might as well showcase that too. And just show people like, man, you can just, it's not, anybody can hunt, no matter what you look like, what you do, what you wear. The outdoors is about just enjoying the outdoors, enjoying what God gave us to actually enjoy. You know what I mean? It's whether you're black, white, Mexican, Hispanic, mixed, whatever it is, it's supposed to be somewhere we can all come together. You throw politics out the window. You throw whatever out the window. You just enjoying what God did and enjoying the fellowship with your brothers and sisters in the outdoors, man. And that's kind of what our thing is, whole thing about doing everything. You know, like we were talking about the dove hunt earlier, me and you, before we got on here. And, you know, that's the whole point about the dove hunt, is just getting people from all over, like mine, to come together and do something together and just enjoy everybody's presence. And then from there, man, you know, I'm sure you met dudes at the dove hunt that you still got, you connected with them now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you connected with them on Instagram, you know?
Yeah, I got something I still talk to, man, like about every day. So, we stay connected, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah, exactly, man. And that's kind of one of the things we wanted to do. And, you know, I think it's went good and just kind of impact people and just kind of show them like a good time and you can enjoy the outdoors, man. It doesn't have to be all this group, cliche, blah, blah, blah. Man, everybody come together, man, and just enjoy the great outdoors.
Yeah, that's one reason I started my brand, man, because I grew up, man, like here in Kentucky, man, like my pops, me, my Uncle Kenny, and my cousin Kenny, they were the only black folks that I knew that hunted, like around us. And, you know, I'd always watch Kentucky Afield. Like, it was a TV show that kind of, it still comes on. It's the longest running outdoor show ever, I think, right now. And I'm always asking my dad, like, man, how come nobody that looks like us is ever on here? And he said, well, we're here. He's like, they're just not giving us the recognition that that we deserve. And I said, well, I said, that's a problem. And me growing up where I grew up in small town, I was like the token black guy everywhere. Like I hunted, I fished, you know, I was the only black kid on all my teams growing up or whatever. So like when I got to college, it was somewhat of a culture shock because I had never seen that many black people in one space before. And when they found out I hunted, they were just kind of like, man, that's a white boy thing. Like you hunt, you fish. And I'm like, yeah, like I've been doing this since I was 5, 6 years old. And they just thought, you know, they were from Chicago, Louisville, you know, Memphis, different places, you know, and they just could not get it through their head that a black dude, you know, hunted, fished, you know, had a, you know, I grew up on a tobacco farm, you know, and so, I mean, that's what I did growing up, tobacco farming, hunting, fishing, you know, wood burning stove, you know, I dip, you know, they didn't know any black people did this kind of thing. So, you know, we do this too. That's where the name, you know, where the name came from. And y'all were like the first people that I really seen like on like a mainstream, man. Cause like when I seen y'all, you know, wearing Sitka and, you know, Yeti with the Yeti coolers and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, y'all are breaking down some of these barriers and these stereotypes that are out there about us. Plus y'all do it with a little swag. I mean, y'all got the shoes, y'all got all the grip. I mean, I got, you know, the hat and the, you know, the hoodie on right now. But y'all make it cool for like the young cats out there.
Yeah,
that's what I really like about y'all. You know, with the music. I mean, y'all keep the culture in what y'all doing.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what I really like about y'all, man. But yeah, man, y'all keep grinding, man, and y'all just keep at it, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. Like what's up next for y'all, man? I know y'all about to go on some hunts pretty soon because the season's about to open. So where y'all headed?
Man, yeah, we got the dove hunt. And then after that, we are going next week to New Mexico, elk hunt. I might be going. I ain't really made up my mind. I got a guy trying to get a tag. I'm just debating if I want to do it or not. But we are going to New Mexico. And then we got dove hunt. And then I'll come home for a few days. I got my oldest son's birthday. and then load up, dude. And I'm headed to Idaho, Elkhorn. I'll be there for 10 days. And I'll come back from that. What do we got to that? I go till hunting, and I come back from that, and then and I'll be on the deer heavily. Pretty much my whole month of October is deer hunting. I'll probably end up going somewhere duck hunting too. I know how it goes. Probably not gonna do Canada this year, but I'll probably go somewhere northern that I can get on them early. Then from there, where the wind blows, you know what I mean? I got a couple big deer hunts I'm trying to go on. Like, we'll go to Illinois for like a week or two in November, when duck hunting's kind of slower here in Arkansas. I mean, I'll be other places too duck hunting, but my goal this year is I want to kill a really good buck with my bow, whatever that looks like. I've never killed like a really good one with my bow. I've never killed like a really, really big deer in general, but I never like killed a really good deer with my bow. And so I want to shoot like 140-inch deer with my bow, 130, 140-inch deer. But also, the thing about it, I want to do it on public land. So like I'm really going to grind and go somewhere out of state and just get on some public land and try to spend some time in the woods and try to put one of the big circles on the ground, at least give myself an opportunity. But the most thing I'm most pumped about is this elk hunt. I got a good story. Last year, I couldn't find the one I shot with my bow, which is another long story for another day. But, so I'm on a redemption story this year. So
that's what's up. How do y'all – I don't understand how y'all, like – how do y'all link up for all these? Do y'all plan all these, or just one of them, like, hey, I'm going here next week. Can you roll? Because I know y'all, like, in all different places. So how y'all be linking up for all that?
Man, we just know when Huntsies come around, we just sitting on G waiting on O. When Dusty's rolling around, we kind of just watching weather. Everybody's watching weather, seeing what the dust's gonna do. Think what we're gonna do. Is it gonna be worth it here? Weather looks like what we're thinking there. And then from there, it's, hey, man, we gotta be here, get there. And it's get there, don't get there. But most of the time, we all gonna grind and roll. Me, Renard, and Aubrey, we do this full time. So like this year's gonna be real big for us because we're gonna really like, we done all like decided like we're gonna quit everything we got going and this is what we're doing. So we all land on this stuff. However the dice roll, the dice roll. But, you know, we all land this year. So for the people that follow us, like, this is going to be a great year for them because, like, the content is going to be crazy because we're going to actually be able to hunt more. And we're going to do more just in general and just grind it, man. So I think it'll be good for everybody, everybody that's tuned in, man. You know, the lifelong goal for us was just to, you know, for me, it's always been, like, being hunting fish. You know, I used to say it as a kid, like, I used to say I'm going to fish for a living. You know, I used to tell my grandpa that all the time, you know. And so just made, you know, I'm going to do it for at least 1 year. It's going to be kind of cool. It's going to really be fun, though, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a grind. So it's going to be one of the years where, you know, I'm going to be hunting every day for when September roll around. I'm hunting something every day for the next until end of January.
That's what's up. That's dope. And y'all's camera crew, I guess, they roll with y'all, too. Do y'all do your own videography, or do y'all got like camera people with y'all?
Well, we got our own cameras, all of us do. We also have a videographer that we hired to do it because, I mean, it's just too hard. Like, you can't focus on the hunt and do the video stuff for a lot, most of the part, you know. We're all gonna be doing some different stuff too. This year, we're gonna do a little bit of vlog style stuff too. I'm gonna really be pushing that because, you know, some days we're not all together, obviously. So I'm gonna be doing a little bit of vlog style stuff too this year. Because there's always people want to know like what you're doing, so we're gonna do stuff like that. So it'll be a fun year, man. It's really gonna be fun.
That's what's up, man. So switch gears here a little bit. So being an African American hunter and an outdoorsman in this industry, man, like, I know y'all are like pretty much the black group that duck hunts, like, as a whole, that everybody knows. How much flack have y'all received for that? Like, have y'all have any like bad stories and, you know, going to the duck hole where people don't want you there?
Man, not really. You know what I mean? Like, you get looks from people, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, like, you know, most people are these days, they just all internet warriors, you know. You don't get people on the internet talking trash, people on the same whatever. But man, nobody really tried us. Nobody really does anything crazy. You know, we've had our tires slashed before. But I mean, that's about the worst thing that's happened, like, far as I got a ramp. Other than that, man, people really don't do too much. They just run their mouths on social media if they're going to talk trash. So, you know, we ain't really had too much of a problem, man. And we always just respect other people around us. You know what I'm saying? We give them yes, sir, no, ma'am, shake their hands or whatever. So they treat us respectfully. We treat them respectfully. And we just try to keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? So no, we ain't really had too many problems, bro.
That's good. Yeah. I've had a few growing up, like different spots. We got a place about probably 30 minutes from here. It's in another county, but it's pretty known, well known, pretty racist town, man. And there's a WMA there. And a lot of my buddies are like, man, you know, invite me to, you know, to come hunt. And I don't feel comfortable going over there just because of the history of the place. They said it's gotten a lot better, but I don't really, yes. I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been in some situations where, you know, guns were drawn, knives were pulled, stuff like that. Like, you don't belong here, stuff like that. And it, you know, it's public land. You know, I'm like, state owns this, bro. Like, how you going to tell me where I can and cannot be, you know, get back to my truck. You know, my windows is busted, tires slashed. You know, the word that you don't call us painted on the side of my door, you know, stuff like that. Man. But like, I just don't let it deter me, man. But, you know, I've heard some horror stories from people. I didn't just wanted to know if y'all experienced any of that.
But no, not too much. But, you know, it's always different to me rolling in the big pack. You know what I'm saying? People ain't going to do too. They ain't going to try too much crazy stuff. You know, it's three or four people. You know what I mean? But like I said, I used to treat everybody respectful, you know. And I mean, I'm not stupid. Like, I know probably people say crazy stuff, but man, I don't even let that stuff get to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you know, I really believe that when God's got something for you and he's got a plan for you, man, can't none of that stuff bring you down. You can't let nothing get to you. I go by my life, man. I live for God. I live it for my family. And, man, I just do this because I love it. So I don't let none of that get to me. You know what I mean? No matter, I don't care what people saying on social media, nothing like that. You know, just being honest.
Yeah, I used to let it get to me, man. But like, you know, like you said, man, I know where my strength comes from. I know where my help comes from. You know, God's not going to let nothing happen to me out there. And my real friends, the ones I go hunting with, they're always saying like, see, Will, man, we got your back, man. We ain't going to let nobody talk you crazy. And I was like, well, you know, if they do, I mean, I got these hands for them. But, you know, I don't want it to get that far, man. You know, I try to treat everybody with respect, you know, that they deserve. And I usually get that back. But you, like you said, man, there's always couple out of the crowd, you know, them keyboard warriors and then the ones that are actually out there. But I think that older generation is dying a little bit, you know, and, you know, we're kind of getting
and man, too, like I tell people, and I tell people too, when they try to come, you know, you obviously like people get mad, you beat them to a hole, stuff like that, you know, and I always tell people too, hey man, look, I'm too old to be fighting. It's too cold and I ain't getting wet. So I'll tell you right now, that thing is on me at all times. So,
facts.
Choose wisely, because I'm not getting wet. I'm not swinging. I'll make sure I'm going home to my kids. So
right, yeah, it's either me or you.
Yeah, so just think about that. That's what I always tell people. Think about that before you say anything else.
Yes, that's big facts, man, for real. But right, yeah,
man. And I tell people too, man, bro, it's just a duck. Like at the end of the day, man, like what do you like? You know, people in public land like want to fight and argue. Like, man, it's just a duck. At the end of the day, it's a migratory bird, man. Chill out, like. We all here to enjoy it, man. So just chill out.
Yeah, man. That's what I say, man. It's an animal at the end of the day. You know, unless you really out there to feed your family and you're dead broke or whatever. I mean, even then, man, like there's no like point to be disrespecting people out there in the woods, man. I mean, it's for everybody, public land, private land, whatever, man. Just be respectful. And, you know, go on about your day, man.
100%. 100%.
What's up? But, yeah, man, if you had to tell, like, a young kid, a young African-American kid or a young person of color, man, that's wanting to get into this outdoor thing as a kid, that might not see a lot of us on TV like me when I was a kid, they might come from a single-parent household in a city maybe where they don't really – they don't really know a lot about the hunting, but they kind of are interested in it. What would you tell a kid like that?
Man, I would just tell them, man, just first thing is like, man, if there's something you want to do, just reach out to people like yourself, myself, just different people to get, try to get connected with them or see if they can connect you with somebody in your area to get out there, man. The best thing you do is just try to connect with some people like us and get them connected with somebody in that area that can take them under their wing and just kind of show them the stuff, man. I mean, that's the biggest thing in it. And if they can't find them, man, this day and age, man, there's so much stuff on YouTube, you know, like just start learning as much as you can. And you can find somebody, go to your local bait shops, go to your local outdoor store, man, and just kind of hang out in that mug as much as you can. Because if you hang around there, you just ask people that's in the hunting section, man, they will help you. You know what I'm saying? They'll connect you. And especially for a young kid, man, there's guys out there that are dying and want to take somebody that want to learn, you know, and just try to get somebody like that that can kind of take you under their wing and kind of show you the ropes, you know, and just be respectful about it, you know, just take as much as you can in and just learn something and then learn something from that person and then start doing it yourself and just get out there and try to take what you learn from them and find what you like and the way you want to do it. And, you know, it's all just a big learning experience. I mean, you can attest to that. Every day we go out there, man, you learn something new in the woods, on the water, fishing, whatever it is, you're going to learn something new. So just reach out to people like us and just try to get help from them. And because we, like I said, we dying to help people. Everybody is.
Yeah, you're right. That's facts, man. Yeah. I've had a lot of people reach out to me lately, you know, that, you know, are not from this world. You know, they might be in a different, you know, different world, like where they're like tech computer guys or something like that. But, I basically told them the same thing, man. You know, find somebody that you trust. Find somebody that's going to tell you the truth about, you know, getting out there. Buy what you can afford. You know, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, my dad used to say. You know,
exactly.
First time, you know, you're getting out there, get what you can afford. Go to Academy, get you some camo or Walmart, and just find a mentor that's to take you on the wing.
And that's the big thing, man. Don't get on social media and think that because you've seen these people with all this stuff that you got to have that because you don't. You know, yeah, we got it. And, yeah, if you're at a certain level, you do need some of that stuff. But to start off, you do not need everything you see on social media, everybody pushing. You don't. If you want a duck hunt, you need a duck call, you need a pair of waders, and you need a shotgun. You don't have to. You can. My first shotgun was a little Remington 870. I bought it for $150 at a pawn shop. You know what I mean? My first waiter, $99 from Bass Pro Shop. My first duck call, $20 duck commander call, whatever duck. Like, you do not have to go out there and spend $3,000-$4,000 off the rip because that's not going to make you kill more ducks, you know? Nope. It might make you a little bit warmer, but it ain't going to make you kill more ducks, you know? So if you want to, if you really truly just want to get started, you don't worry about that. Just get what you can afford, you know what I'm saying? And just enjoy it. But don't spend your rent money trying to afford it, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Yeah, my first duck gun 3 years ago, I was shooting a Stoger. I had a 3500 Stoger. And I absolutely loved that gun, man. But, you know, I wanted to upgrade the next year. So I think I ended up with a Franke. We call them Frenchies here in Kentucky because we're country.
Yeah, we call Frenchie here where I'm from, too. In my hometown, everybody called it Frenchie.
I still own that gun. It's an Affinity 3. But recently, man, I've been shooting Rite, the Masamara, and I absolutely love that gun. I paired it with those Kicks High Flyers, man, and it's been a deadly combination, man. I've never shot a Benelli personally in the duck woods. I know a lot of people shoot them. I know y'all shoot them. I've seen a lot of y'all shooting them down there at the dove hunt, man. I've never shot one, but I want to get my hands on one. So,
oh man, I love it, and you pretty much have because you know Benelli owns Frenchie and Stoger, so
right, yeah.
He basically have shot one, you know, it's just a little bit different stuff. But man, I shoot Benelli. That's just what I love. Been shooting for years now. And I love it. Never had a problem. I used to have a Browning too. And I want to find me a Browning 8.5, a Belgian made one, just to have a 20 gauge, you know. And that's kind of what I've been searching for. But man, any gun's a good gun. Any gun is gonna shoot and cycle, that's a great gun to me.
That's right.
And yeah, it's a pump, even better, because I ain't got to worry about it cycling. It's going to cycle.
You got to worry about it. That's right. Yeah, but I heard you I think it was either the last year at the dove hunt or the year before, man, when y'all put out the video, they said that you said you was the real killer of the crew. You think you the best shot out of the crew?
Man, at ducks, yeah.
At ducks?
100%. 100%.
I think Renard would say otherwise. Supposedly he's never missed a duck.
Yeah, that's what he say. I got video evidence of that.
Hey, I need that evidence. I know Aubrey, man. Hey. I've seen him miss a dove that was 10 feet in front of him last year, man. I was cracking up, Aubrey, man. But
Aubrey swear he can shoot, man. I got video evidence of me putting a mallet in his face this past year. I mean, it floated down perfect and he whiffed it.
Hey, it happens, man. I mean, it's just part of the game, man.
It's part of it, man. It's funny, though. You know, everybody, Everybody talk trash, but it's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of it, man. But yeah, man, it's getting a little late. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got stuff to do, man, with your family and stuff. But I really appreciate you jumping on here, man. So how can people get a hold of you if they want to follow you on social media or anything?
I mean, yeah, on Instagram, just dmore23_. That's probably the best way to find me. I'm always on there. TikTok, same thing. Facebook, Daryl Moore. Just any of that stuff, man. Just reach out to me. Like I said, and I'll get back with you. It might take me a day or two just because you know how it is with life and running and all that. And, you know, but I will get back with you. You know what I'm saying? I love to help people. And I try my best to respond to as many people and everybody that I can on social media. So if you need help or anything like that, reach out to me. And I'm always willing to give somebody my phone number, man. My phone line's open to call me. If I'm not with my kids, then I'll answer the phone. You know, if I'm not hunting, I'll answer the phone. I just like talking to people. I like helping people out. So, yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. Well, man, I really appreciate you hopping on, man. God bless you and the 24/7 crew and everything that y'all do, man. And if y'all ever need somebody to fill in for one of y'all, man, I'm always down. I'll get my Dodge and I'll roll, man.
Put that big Dodge in the wind.
Put your big Dodge in the wind. Or I'll hop in the Caprice, one of the two. I got old school too. So.
Ooh, that old school to the duck run be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. That would be fire.
Yeah, man.
Hey, but, if I had a Caprice, I swear I'd pull up to the ramp and hop out.
Yeah, it'd be dope. I'm thinking about it, man, for real. I might bring it to the dove hunt we're having here in a couple of weeks up the road for me. I might ride in and clean them wheels up, man.
Yeah, that'd be hard. I ain't gonna lie to you, that'd be hard.
Yeah, man, but tune in, guys. This will be posted on Apple Podcasts, my YouTube page, and Spotify. This podcast is brought to you by Vision Clothing. It's a Black-owned clothing company in Louisville that my buddy Larod Whipple owns, man. I'll post the link for you. He makes some amazing clothes, man, and I'm proud to be sponsored by him, man. He's a good friend of mine, and he's out there grinding in Louisville, Kentucky right now, man. So I'll definitely post the link to his, and, you know, appreciate y'all listening. We do this too.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.